Looking back 50 years of AFN. The Alaska Federation of Natives got its start in 1966. It focused mainly on land claims for many years. In the 1980s, AFN turned more of its attention to social, tribal, and economic issues. Today, it continues to promote laws, policies, and programs in areas such as health, education, resource development, labor, and government. Natives have for-profit regional, village, and urban corporations. Regional nonprofits and tribes provide services to natives. During the annual AFN convention, corporate, nonprofit, and tribal representatives meet. The number of delegates is based on the population of the areas represented. At the annual AFN convention, delegates hear speeches on issues and adopt resolutions on challenges Alaska Natives face. AFN sends the approved resolutions to agencies and politicians. AFN uses them as guides for their own work. Tara Sweeney is an Arctic Slope Regional Corporation vice president.
Unity should be defined by what we have in common, what we are all striving for as Native people, and that's self-determination.
Jory Zillis is vice president of First Alaskans Institute.
I would like to see our Alaska Native people standing proud for their culture, all of us feeling love of who we are, standing together and not apart.
The AFN convention is also a fun, exciting time. During the AFN convention, people shop for school clothes and supplies. They buy gifts at the AFN Arts and Crafts Fair. And the AFN convention is the state's largest gathering. That makes it a good place to visit with relatives and old friends and to make new friends too. Looking Back, 50 Years of AFN is a production of Quantic Broadcast Corporation.